Ricky Ray going for his fourth Grey Cup title this potential next two weekends. Joins us now on Brady and Price. Great to have you on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having us. Yeah, we got a big game coming up, and looking forward to it.
The bye week was really valuable for you guys, I would assume. Do you sit there at live, Ricky, and watch Ottawa, Saskatchewan, or is it something you're like, hey, I get enough football. I get enough football for 6-7 months of the year. I'll catch up. I'll find out. Or was the result really, really intriguing to you Sunday afternoon?
No, I mean, I watched. I watched most of the second half. We were in here. We had practice earlier in the day, so got to watch kind of the second half of the game and. Yeah, just trying to see, you know, how that game played out and who we were going to play. And, you know, Saskatchewan's playing really good football right now, obviously, and, you know, got a big win. And they've played well against us. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Obviously, you have to get past Saskatchewan to get into the Grey Cup game. But you've been there, three Grey Cup championships, 38 years old now. Does it get better with age? Do you look back on the first one as going, like, always going to be the best because it was your first? Or because you're 38 years old, this would be extra special?
I don't know. They're all pretty special. Each one of them kind of has their own meaning with, you know, where you're at in your career and, you know, how things are going for you and, you know, the team that you're on and all that. So definitely it'll be special if, you know, we're able to get it done this year. And but they all are. I mean, it's hard to pick, you know, which one's better than the others. But, yeah, I mean, we got a great opportunity. We put ourselves in good position, you know, with the first round bye and, you know, to be able to host the East Final at home. So we just got to take care of business on Sunday.
I would say, yeah, if you get there, the Grey Cup benefits you travel-wise compared to whoever you'd be playing out of the West. This year must have been so rewarding for you. Again, second year in the new facility, and the first year there were bound to be growing pains. Attendance went up this year. You had a lot of interesting matchups on the schedule. But you yourself got to play in all 17 games, and the health the last 2 years was tough. Was there anything that you avoided, anything that you focused on health-wise, or you just say, listen, it's a game of bumps and bruises? I know you had a slight shoulder tweak in the summer in August. Do you just say it's one of those scenarios where I was fortunate, but I worked hard to stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, some of it is just luck. I mean, I've been battling, you know, some injuries pretty much my whole time here in Toronto, and some of them have just been really weird. I mean, you know, last year just got rolled into my knee, you know, pretty late after a play. And, you know, some of those you just can't do really anything about. But, yeah, I mean, every off season and in season you're trying to do your best to keep your body feeling good and to where you can go out there and be protected and, you know, be able to handle all the physical pounding and stuff. But some of those injuries you just can't avoid, and sometimes it takes a little bit of luck. And, you know, this year I was able to, you know, avoid most of that and was able to get 17 out of 18 games. So I'm very happy with that.
With Argos quarterback Ricky Ray, Saskatchewan and Toronto coming up Sunday at 1:00. And you can get your tickets for Sunday's game at BMO at argos.ca. Rick, you know, Greg mentioned that attendance was up this year, but I would imagine as a CFL player playing in Toronto, you still expect more. As far as attendance is concerned, is it like a Grey Cup victory this year? Is that something you feel could set this organization up for the future in that area?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're, you know, doing good things out there and you're entertaining and, you know, fans can really kind of latch on to something and, you know, be excited about your team, it definitely helps out. I think just fans just need to come down and experience a game. I mean, it's a great experience to come down to BMO and, you know, watch a sporting event. And, you know, I think if they get down there and experience it, they'll realize that it is a good event and, you know, be able to come to more of those games. So, it's a little bit of both. Just playing well, getting excitement in the city and, you know, fans getting down there and checking it out.
Tell us about the relationship that you've developed with Mark Trestman. And after Scott Milanovich being here, these are like new relationships, right? The first few months is a feeling out process. You got to find common ground. No one's going to step into a room a first day in a head coach quarterback relationship and agree on philosophy, on tactics 100%. Did it develop over time or did you feel really good that this guy, you knew how much he'd won? You knew he'd been to the NFL recently. Did that start off right away as something that clicked for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously easy to buy into, you know, what he's coaching just because of his experience and his success and, you know, the way he's been able to get, you know, his quarterbacks to play at a high level. So I was definitely excited going into this season. I'm just learning as much as I could from him. And, you know, but yeah, I mean, relationships take time. I mean, it's just, you know, every day coming in and working and, you know, having success together and, you know, facing a little bit of adversity and being able to overcome that. So it's definitely been a fun process this year. And, you know, obviously, you know, he's gotten me to play at a pretty good level this year, and definitely thankful, you know, to him for that. And, you know, we're right where we want to be. I mean, you know, our first goal was to win our division and, you know, get that first round bye. So, you know, things are working out so far for us, but we got a lot of, you know, hard work ahead of us to get this win and then hopefully, you know, have another week to play.
Argos quarterback Rick Ivrea, Saskatchewan against Toronto this coming Sunday. Wish you the best of luck and, hey, a fourth Grey Cup, perhaps. Cross our fingers.
Yeah, that would be so awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on the radio today.